because I'd only been at the club on a short space of time. I'd known Casey, well, played against Casey as a player. So she had when I coached when I was Everton and so on and so forth. But she gave me the opportunity then in July to come and work alongside her. And I think I'm hoping that it's the way I've done with the under-21s up to that point. And it was anything I've said or done that she took a liking to how I was as a person and as a coach. And yeah, since then, it's been unbelievable. I'm probably enjoying my football now, so more than I enjoyed it, or as close as I was enjoying it at the start of when I was in Everton with the boys set up. When you just get in, you've got to find your stomach, you want to coach all the time. And I'm in a real good space.
Look, Man United, Liverpool's a massive club, Everton's a massive club, but, you know, United, which is, you know, juggernaut of a brand, you know, historically. What are the main differences in terms of, you know, the main differences going into that club, or, you know, just generally, you know,
I'd say the infrastructure. In terms of the women's setup, the infrastructure and the way they want to do things as a club, as a brand, is they want to do everything to perfection, which I really like. They want everything to be done professionally. There's no messing about. So if we're going to do it, we're going to do it, and we're going to run with it, which is really good. But everything's done with a strategic plan behind it. So strategically, everything's got to sit right. From a business point of view, it's got to sit right, which is good. But when they do it, whether that's staffing, it's done properly. You don't see a differentiation between whatever the... If you work for Manchester United as a member of staff, you're a Manchester United member of staff. It's not the women's team or the men's team. You work for Manchester United and you're part of that club, which is a really good club to be a part of, because you know that everyone's working for one another. There's no separation between men and women. So that was probably a key part in terms of the difference between some parts.
Tell us about the playing philosophy. How does that work?
So the playing philosophy is, as a club, in terms of the way, as you know, at the elite level, a manager who's in charge of that team, so will put forward, obviously, his philosophy, his ideas, his game model. And Casey's done the exact same. She puts across her game model, her philosophy, and the way she wants to play. Man United, as you know, they want to play an attacking brand of football. They want to be exciting to watch. They want to make sure that they're winning titles, they're successful, they're doing the right things. They make sure, obviously, they're keeping fans happy and things like that, which is important. So that playing philosophy is very driven by the manager, but it's underpinned by the values of the club. But you'll see, if you watch a Man United men's team and you watch a Man United women's team, you're going to see the same brand of football, because that's what the club wants as a model. As much as the manager's influence on the coaching philosophy and the playing philosophy is to be exciting and be a really attacking, fast and footballing team, you're going to see the same right across the club. And that for me is perfect, because that's what I believe in too. I want to play exciting football. I want to play attacking football. I want to dominate the ball. So then
tell us about that. Tell us about your average week then, you know, go through your week from Monday. How does that work?
Yeah. So if I'm going through my week from, if we're playing on a Sunday, if we play Sunday, we're off Monday. So if you go Sunday to Sunday, we're off Monday after a game. We train Tuesday, which is usually around midday, so we give the players more rest time. So we train Tuesday, we train Wednesday, we're off Thursday, we're in Friday, in Saturday, match day minus one, then obviously play Sunday. So we have a two-day lead into our games. That depends, though, and that differs all depending on if we play a midweek game. The schedule will differ. But, yeah, that's what really our week would look like, Sunday to Sunday. Tell us about then
in terms of your planning and preparation. How does that work? So, you know, how much is reaction from the weekend game? How much is, you know, long-term planning? What's your role in that?
So within the week, if we've just finished the game, obviously we do a lot of post-game reflection, which Casey does. It's really impressive. I learned a lot from her on it, in terms of delivering the post-game reflection in a way that keeps your players motivated and still enthused, but also we're still looking at developing these individuals. These aren't finished articles, whether the first team footballs or not. So Casey delivers most of the match analysis. We'll split a little bit of work in terms of with the ball and without the ball, in terms of how we deliver that with each other. So I might deliver a bit of in possession, she'll deliver the out of possession. And then throughout the week, in terms of leading up to games, a lot of the focus is on us, how we want to play and how we're going to exploit the opposition, which is brilliant because you always get, I think a lot of teams might focus on what are the opposition going to do and how are we going to exploit it. When Casey's mindset, which is really good and I love it, is how are we going to exploit the opposition with what we can do? What are our strengths and how are we going to play them to exploit the opposition? Yet you do have a small focus of the opponents in mind because you watch the games, you do your analysis on them. But we always focus on us, and that's really, we have, it depends what we're trying to focus, what we're putting a bigger emphasis on. So we might have 2 days in possession, 2 days out of possession in the match day minus one, or we might have 2 days out of possession, 1 day in, and then a match day minus one. It depends what the bigger emphasis is going to be on, what we think is going to win us the game. But yeah, that's really the way the week lies. It's a mixture of me and Casey coaching throughout the week. Match day minus one is Casey. She'll obviously do all the tactical work. But we work really well together, I believe, in terms of she was one of the best defenders that's ever played the English game in women's football. She's got over 100 caps for England. She's got an unbelievable amount of senior caps domestically. So her knowledge defense.